Are we recording?
Yes, this is your
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening whenever you listen to this. This is the Coffee Controller Podcast. I'm Yasin Bones.
I'm Charlie Desai.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Brad.
We actually need to
formalize
So next time I'm going to stop and then we must go in the order then.
From next week or now? Should we do a dry run now?
This is the Coffee Controller Podcast.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Yasin.
I'm Shadley.
They just took away our surnames or so.
They robbed us.
So let's go over the week that's passed. I feel like it's been a busy week. I can't remember this week.
It's been a busy week.
What? Where are you in the world?
So I haven't played. The only game I've played is still Astrobot.
Nice.
It's gripped me.
It has you.
If you haven't seen the review on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, go have a look. And it's on our last week's podcast. But it's great. It kept me interested to the end, till the final mission, and afterwards. Because now afterwards, there's still a lot more unlockables to get and everything. And the levels after you finish the game get cock difficult.
Nice.
Like, in the review, I was just like, yeah, it's easy, man. It's all good and it's all like it's fun. Now these unlockables at the end are crazy because they're short levels, but there's no checkpoints. So you have to make it to the end in one go or else you have to start over again. And they throw everything at you. So there's always something gunning for you, or there's always like a rotating platform that you have to jump off of before it crumbles away. There's always something wanting you to fail.
So they went from Spyro to Crash Bandicoot.
100%.
So they lure you in with a Spyro fun, and then they were like Crash Bandicoot. You die here.
Yeah, every level is the high road.
They said enough of the fun.
Exactly, but it's amazing still.
I truly hope though that they see the hype of the game and they make more content and DLC for the game.
Not only that, I hope that developers see what everyone was hyped for, and like let's say for Crash Bandicoot 5, whenever that comes out, they take a leaf out of that book, because honestly, it's the, like I said in the review, it's the best platform I've played since Crash Bandicoot 3, honestly.
And,
so good.
And Crash Bandicoot 3 is how old now?
1998?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a big job.
And so, yeah, it's still amazing. I'm still playing it. I've got about 30 something more bots to rescue out of 300.
What other games from Sony do you think they should add?
Oh, I mean,
who are the icons I feel like that should be as part of that?
Last of Us is in there. Joel, Ellie, and
a clicker.
Like a clicker is in there.
Is Tekken in there?
No.
Not that I've noticed. But I unlocked Ryu and Ken as well.
Nice.
I also unlocked Jill Valentine, Chris Redfield, and Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
No, I lost my mind.
When you unlock them, can you play with them?
No. Sometimes you can get their outfits.
Okay.
So like, for example, I've also unlocked like Jack from Jack and Daxter's outfit. So you look like him, but it's like Astro wearing a costume. You can see that
it's very much like Little Big Planet, where you dress him up as like the characters.
Same skill set.
And then I also, we spoke about it a couple of episodes ago, maybe the game Vib Ribbon.
Yes.
It was that like black and white side scrolling platformer.
Yes.
And you can unlock him. That's pretty cool.
Dope.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot that I don't even know, to be honest with you. Like, even...
Are you still interested in playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I want to platinum it. I think it's going to be an easy platinum as well. Like, I've looked through all the trophies and stuff, and it looks like... Yeah, like some of the... You'll get a trophy for, like, taking a photo of Astro in a certain position.
What percentage are you in the game now?
I'm probably at about 80% complete.
And there's no online...
Nothing.
Trophies.
Nothing.
If anything like this year has just shown like single player games still dominate. Like people want single player experiences. They can play once off and then put it down.
I think that Astrobot has the potential to make an online version of Fall Guys of it.
Easy. Yeah.
Because the stages look Fall Guy-ish.
They do, yeah.
And then also there's the skins option that's Fall Guy-ish.
Yeah.
And then also if so many people get into it.
But don't encourage them, because then they're going to be like, no, we're not going to do any more single player games. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only multiplayer, online only.
Maybe a good compromise is just bringing an Astro skin into Fall Guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good compromise, idea.
Yeah. Shame. So I'm still keen. Like every... Like throughout the day, throughout the workday, I'll take like half an hour and just go play a level and just go unlock a few more things.
Liquor.
It's really cool. And regards to watching things, nothing really that stands out. But last night we watched the Nickelback documentary on Netflix. And
how did it remind you?
It reminded me of who I really am.
That you never made it as a wise man.
That's for sure. But it's really good. Like I wouldn't call it like a great documentary. It's like, there's a bit of like, structurally it's weird.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see the story of them and how they dealt with all the hate and why the hate even started and how they're still going to this day. And I also, I didn't realize things like the bassist of the band is the lead singer's brother.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
I realized now I know nothing about them. Besides the lead singer's name.
Yeah, Chad.
I truly hope that they were going through this stuff and going, look at this photograph. I just make jokes.
Yeah.
But that is actually a wild thing of people hate them, but we don't know why.
No, and they also like, they reference it in the documentary, like about basically people probably hate them because they're like so formulaic and they're so they're rock stars, but they pump out the hits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was predictable
to an extent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're like,
it feels manufactured.
Exactly. And then they go into like how it affected them and stuff like that. And the musicians of the band, they're like, we didn't really see it as a, like, we were just like, we went with it. And then one day, like, the lead singer flipped and he's just like, but I'm the face of the band and blah, blah, blah. People chuck fuck you at me when they drive past me and Nickelback sucks and stuff like that. Then you see them being interviewed in their houses and I'm like, you guys did all right.
Yeah.
Like you go and complain.
I feel like, especially when they troll you, there's a dub first where you go, oh, they hate me.
Mm.
Then it becomes the meme and you go.
It's the Woody Harrelson meme from Zombieland with the mind.
Exactly.
It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. That thing of you, I'm in an abusive relationship. They celebrate me by hating me.
Exactly.
But I'm getting paid for it. So.
Yeah. And then obviously, I think the documentary was made by them because the production company is called like Nickel something Productions. Oh. And I'm like, okay, this is probably you guys, but.
Control the narrative.
But because of that, also, they put all their songs in it. And I'm like, yo, they had some bangers.
Yo.
They really, really did.
They've been there. They've consistent. Again, you can hate them, but. It's there. It's the same with, I think, Maroon 5 and Coldplay.
Yeah.
Where you go, it's not for me, but their numbers speak to that. They're still popular. Yeah. They can still drop an album and they'll still make their money.
They can still sell out performances.
Exactly. I woke up this morning and I just put on the Spotify Nickelback playlist and I'm like, yo, this is nice music. Actually, I prefer the stuff that weren't singles.
Wasn't he married to Avril Lavigne?
He was. He speaks about it a little bit in the documentary as well. It's a really good documentary. It's on Netflix, so check it out if you. It's a Netflix documentary.
I saw like a little bit of it, but then it was like I was just not invested in it.
Fair enough.
And you said,
I didn't play anything this past week. I mainly just spent time watching people play games on stream.
Hmm.
So I watched my favorite streamer is this guy called Queso. He's like one of the I don't know if you've seen him. He's like big ginger bruh. So people always make fun of his like his
because
size and his weight.
Duck.
So like, but he is also one of the biggest streamers in the world at the moment. Like no
pun intended.
Yeah, but like legit, like one of the biggest. And people just grant him because he doesn't like this. Like it's just he's funny and he's chilled and like he reacts well. Like it's now become like a thing now with this community where like they all go out of their way to like.
Irritate him.
Annoy him. And they will make all the size and weight jokes with him all the time.
Oh, I've seen that. I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's part of love behind it. Like,
yeah.
People are like, when people genuinely try to be mean to him, like, it's like everybody in the chat will always just be like, nah, get out of this
guy. They'll rally behind
so
him.
So I watched him play these horror games called Fears to Fathom. I don't know if you've seen it before.
Mm-mm.
So they're like horror games based on like true stories, basically where people send their stories to the people who make the game.
Developers,
And then they're like, okay, we're going to make the game about this, whatever.
Shit.
But I started watching that because like, you guys know I don't like anything scary. Yeah. But like when I watch him play, it's fine because he's in the corner the whole time and he's talking nonsense. So he's like, he's funny, man, the way he reacts to situations and when he gets upset. Or when he gets scared or whatever, then it's like,
also him going through it. It's you watching him.
Yeah, so like I'm not like it's not like I don't get any like sometimes the games do actually make you anxious though.
Yeah.
But that's just like the games. I think those games are made well for like what they
do you watch it him playing live or do you watch it?
Nah, I don't watch live. I watch like he posts his streams the next day. So he streams every day basically. So like sometimes, and he'll post like the, so like the other day he had one that was like 3 hours. He played the whole game in like one sitting. And he's also like somewhere in the game. Like he did, because the latest one that came out, because he got so many views playing the other, I think the fourth one came out, playing the first three, that they were like, yo, do you want to like voiceover work for this game?
That's cool.
Then like randomly, like in the one scene, like he walks into a diner, and then that there's a news report that goes on TV, and then like you just hear him start speaking on TV, and then, yeah, and then cool. Even the whole chat was just going crazy because it's like, nah, that's quiet. Like,
that he's your, in the game.
I just know
they
made fun out of it for being in a diner. I just know it.
It's like, yo, bro. But yeah, so I've mainly just been watching it because like it's a lot, and I'm going through like a few of his streams also. So that's mainly what I've just been doing.
So he will be streaming horror games soon. Don't worry, it's coming.
Inshallah.
Is Queso KSI's brother?
I thought of it and I was like, I don't know where we're going with this.
I was trying to think, like, there's a lot of letters in between I and O.
Nah. Is this how they named him?
I bought a Switch last week again, and then I started playing the Mario Rabbit.
I know which one you're talking about.
Which
Mario
is
Cross.
Yeah, Mario Cross Rabbit. It's an interesting game. Like, it's also a turn-based. It's more of an RPG, if anything.
Okay.
Very tactical also, but...
Is it fun?
Yes, if that's a thing for you. For me, I just couldn't get into it. It wasn't fun for me. Like, it was too much planning that had to happen in the game. And I was like, it looks nice. It runs well also, but not a vibe for me.
What other games did you get?
Just that.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought there was games on the thing also, but then it was flashed.
Yo, and the guys called themselves fans.
It's another story we'll talk about also.
You need to get some games from Shadley.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Now I actually want to go buy Stardew Valley. I'm trying to look for like the soft ones. It's Stardew.
I have to put Hospital and Happy Breath of the Wild like physical, but that's like the only two I have like physical.
Oh, you don't buy a lot of physical Switch games though.
Yeah, because they're expensive.
Also the eShop is horrible.
I feel like it's pointless though. It's like, why are you giving me such a small card? That's a waste of plastic.
Look here, now, to be fair. It's not like games, like the space games now where it's like, it's a license essentially.
Yeah. You always have it.
That is actually physically on
the full card. Game is the...
Breath
of the Wild.
Yeah, I must get Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, but like Nintendo games are always... Crack expensive.
Breath of the Wild still like what, $800 or something?
Yeah.
No, but like one, two. It's a 7-year-old game.
It's it's Stardew and what's the other farming game?
Animal Crossing
is the other one that I want to find. And
That's gonna be pricey. Animal Crossing is always expensive.
Yeah, I'm trying to find more soft games to play in the background.
I was used to play Hospital. You're like that. It's also like a soft
and then a Mario Kart I also want. Only because
it's Mario Kart.
Yeah, because I want to ask the Switch, but at the same time I also want to first
catch on nonsense online. But
yeah, I want to play online games. That's the other thing. Someone must buy me a memory card also for that.
So if anyone's listening, sell Yasin Animal Crossing.
Any Switch games you have, let's get into it.
Yasin has unlimited money for this. The check is blank.
What you want, I got it. And I watched I forgot. It's the new Greek show on
Chaos.
Yeah, Chaos. It looks good.
Yeah.
Feels good. But every episode, it just feels like the humming is getting louder. Like there's a build up and I can't figure it out yet. I think I'm on like the third or fourth episode.
It's the ADHD, bro.
No. it's the writing in the show where you can feel there's a tension building and I don't know what it's building up towards.
Okay.
But it's done really well. It's the casting is great. It's also nice that everybody looks different. Like no one feels like the Greek.
Yeah.
And everybody got different accents, but they all just fit in, which is a nice new thing I like that Netflix is doing because they did it with the Cameron. I don't know how to pronounce it. Have you seen it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just...
There's a show called... Just go search it quickly to see.
I don't know what.
I don't even know how to start spelling that.
D-E-C-A-R. Anyway, something like that.
This is why we need a TV in the studio.
It was the
Decarnation.
No, go back. No, take one liter.
I'm excited to hear what this word actually is. By the time we get to it.
Decameron.
Decameron, yeah.
Comedy series.
Screw you, it sounded similar to what I was saying.
So what was it? What's it spelled? What is
Decameron.
Decameron. Anyway.
It's someone's calling their friend in Afrikaans.
Decameron.
Hey, you must put it off. The camera's on. Yeah, it's basically a show of people in lockdown, but it's set like in like a Shakespearean era thing, and there's a plague breaking out around them. But again,
too soon.
All the actors are all from different like nationalities.
Okay.
And they perform in their accent, and it's not mentioned that they just are that thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was like, it's actually a nice take where they're not washing anybody's culture or anything. Mm. You just be the thing. Like the girl from Derry Girls is in there next to
Derry Girls,
one of the guys from a Veep.
Okay.
And again, they interact and they never mention the thing. Anyway, Chaos is the same like that. And it's just a nice show that looks nice. Also, the color grading. Woo.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It's on the list.
It's it looks like so fresh that it looks like a shot in a studio, but there's no way it could have been done like that.
Whenever I see color grading like that, I go like, I'm glad I'm not a grader because fuck that job. That job is your knife.
I think I've kind of put it off the show just because. Hot take, I don't really like Jeff Goldblum that much.
Jeff Goldblum is Goldblum in everything.
That's why I'm over it now. You know what I mean?
I'm over the whole hype behind him.
Yeah.
He's still like, I still love him in like Jurassic Park.
But it's the hype.
But like,
it's the fans that you like.
And when he became Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. It's some people need to also accept when some people do things that's not quite. Like every performance they give is not going to be amazing. And it's not going to suit every film or every TV show.
Exactly.
So like, sometimes.
It's also Ryan Reynolds. Same thing. When he became the brand, he became Ryan Reynolds in everything. And then we were just like, okay. Like you're funny, but okay. Stick to Deadpool. and then, that's been my week. I also, deleted all the games of my phone. I told you last week.
Yeah, last week.
And that's been my week.
Still going. Still no more games. No new games.
Still no games. I've actually just gone. Let me just watch stuff. And then I started watching Harlequin again, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You spoke about it a long time ago. Yeah.
Really did you watch it?
I finished the first. I never started season 2 yet, but I know season 3 is out now.
Is it finished also?
I think they're going to do one more season, if I'm not mistaken. But like, I love season 1, but then I just got to, when I started season 2, I had to wait for more episodes. Yeah. And then I was like, I'll come back to this.
But it's a good show. Like that's the cartoons that I want to watch.
Yeah. Can I just quickly, there was one other thing I watched, and it's an episode of TV on Amazon Prime that is designed to make men my age cry.
What is it?
It was the final episode of The Grand Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I still want to watch it. It's still on my list.
Dude.
Yo,
it's so good. I wasn't much into The Grand Tour because it's...
Yeah, it didn't feel the same.
No, it was too scripted and everything. But this last episode, scripted obviously, but they're in Zimbabwe and they're just saying how beautiful the country is and they're driving together and then... I won't spoil anything.
Spoil it. It's fine. Okay, it's
ours. No, I'm going to watch it.
It's just cool because their very first special they filmed with Top Gear was in Botswana.
Yeah.
On those salt pans.
Yeah.
And they make reference to that. Oh. And it's just really, really cool. And then, at the end.
It's been mooting on my TikTok.
Yeah.
That's why I've like, I think I saw all the spoilers and then I was just like, this is, it's a beautiful moment that they're having. And like, they're sharing it with the fans. But then when you read the comments, then you just go, we grew up with this.
Yeah.
20 years, 20 years since, I think, between that first Botswana special and now. 20 years. That's insane. Yeah.
That's an episode every week. How many seasons? It's just a lot.
You know, like when I started watching Top Gear, like when we got it, I got it from a cousin and that was like, that I got from season 1 to like season 12.
Yo.
And we Aziza and I, my sister and I, so like we started watching. And we don't even care about cars.
No, me neither.
We started watching and I caught up. And then, like, I think when they stopped, I also stopped. And I didn't watch them when they moved to Grand Tour and stuff like that. But, like, it's just crazy, like, how good it was. And I think, like, everybody has had a phase where they were, like,
heavy. And they had that appeal that it was, like, it wasn't just for car brass type of thing. It was, like, for everybody. Mm.
isn't that's what we do with this show.
True.
20 years from now.
Yeah, someone remix the Top Gear intro with like the retro audio, please.
Yes, Brad, in the edit suite.
Yeah, so that was really, really cool. And what I liked is that they make reference to Top Gear in it. It's not like they ignore the fact that Top Gear was the reason why they're here right now. You know? They talk about the BBC, and the reason why they haven't been in Zimbabwe ever is because BBC has always been banned in Zimbabwe. Must have something to do with colonialism and all that stuff like that. But
it always comes back to that somehow.
Yeah.
not to get political.
Say it, Brad.
It was amazing.
Say the thing.
did you shed a tear? Did you get in the feels?
I got in my feels, definitely. Great. Yeah.
It was just a good show. They were also just mal nice with their things. Their producers did an amazing job. I think that the people to go, you know what? Let's take a bucky around the world. Yeah, Let's fuck up a bucky.
It's such a bad concept if you think about it. And to like just execute on
the freedom with it.
Now the grand tour was good.
So I've also started listening to Jimmy Carr's his new book, but the audio that Saeed got me before and
after. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Anyway, in there he speaks about his time on the show, because he had the highest star in the
reasonably priced car.
And he had the rank for the longest. So his, Jimmy Carr's thing was, if I go into this corner the fastest and I roll my car, they must name that corner after me.
Yeah.
Then he went into the corner the fastest and managed to not roll the car and managed to put the highest thing up. And then he was like, in retrospect, it's stupid to want to roll the car just to get the title of the show. But at the same time, he got his title and he doesn't drink through a straw.
That's what they did with Michael Gambon.
Yeah.
Because the one corner is called Gambon Corner. Because he did exactly that. Yeah. I don't think he flipped it, but he got it onto two wheels or something like that. So they still call it, until the end, Gambon Corner.
It's a great.
Yeah. It's wild.
Chadley, what did you play?
I've just been playing Space Marine 2. So I'm like halfway through the game. The game is fucking fun as shit, bro. Yeah. Like, it's just a big war epic, and you just some bruh. Like, that's like if you're not into war, you're just like a normal bruh. Like, a relatively regular space marine, which is not even like a normal human. And it's fun to play. Everything feels big and epic, and it's kind of what, like, I think games have needed for like a long time. Just like, focus on fun, focus on just like a full experience, but not like, oh, here's a bit of the campaign. Yeah, you must play multiplayer. We're going to release this. Everything is just there. And it's just like, it's gotten me now into like Warhammer lore, which is, that's like a nightmare to get into.
Charlie's going to start spending all of his kids' university money on Warhammer figurines. They're going to have to do well in school.
I was like, I looked at that shit. And I was like a combat patrol, which is like a single sort of game, like one game mode. It's like, for a starter kit, it's like $3,500.
You already went to go price. Anybody who has opened the Facebook Marketplace tab goes, when you start looking.
You already checked that Payflix.
I actually
how much
know.
Is it on Payflix for four months?
I actually know this because I have a bro who plays Warhammer. And it's like, it's just, for me, like the tabletop version, it's just too much time. It's the painting of the figures.
I really want to try painting a figure.
Yeah. It's like also like building an army that you want to play, and there's like four different factions and they play differently, so you have to buy specific units and all of that. It's too in depth, and like games take like 6 hours, like a full game. I don't have time for
you
that.
Must be a father.
Do you have anything you want to love for? This is your chance to ask for those figures.
Oh, if anybody has PlayStation 1 crystal cases, the OG, the thick ones, Canala, I'm looking for them if they're not broken.
I thought you were going to low for figurines.
Low for the, you see,
okay, with L-A-U-P.
This man low for in his budget. You loafing for.
What's the point? If it's in my budget, I can get it myself.
Nah, do you know why? Nah, you can only get those damn crystal cases from like the UK. Like, I've only been able to find them from like the UK.
Won't Amazon be able to ship you easier now because we've got
our... Do you know what the dumb thing is? They don't sell the crystal cases.
Oh, okay.
They sell the protectors for the... that go over the crystal case. I'm like, I don't need that. I need the actual cases. Okay, so let's go to the question from the week. Saeed, you want to throw it out there?
So, okay, I asked this question in our WhatsApp group. What is... Okay.
The hunt bluffs.
It's fine. Yeah. Okay, so I was I supposed to restart there?
Yeah, I'm keeping it all in anyway.
Okay. Another restart,
so I asked, what is the best ever song?
Start again quickly, please.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah.
Must I like go into?
Just go.
Must I go into like the thing? Be like, step into a world.
Get your ChatGPT to write that stuff for you.
So I asked in the WhatsApp group because I was listening to my music on shuffle, and then Guile's theme from Street Fighter 2 came up, and that's my favorite song to ever be in a video game. It's just the best ever. So I asked these guys, "What's your favorite song from a fighting game?" But we've changed it now to be a bit more broad to what's your favorite song from a game. And you guys know my answer because I said
so
it.
So you have Guile's theme.
Yeah.
She's a pagan.
It's the best.
Sing it?
No.
He knows his limitations.
Yeah. So I have, surprise, surprise. It's from Resident Evil 3, Nemesis. Nothing honestly sprang to mind. It's so weird. Like when I was thinking about it, I'm like, I couldn't think of anything, and then I've thought of one from Astrobot, but I'm like, nah, that's just because I'm playing it now.
Yeah.
It's a cool song. It's like a heavy metal song while you're running through lava and double bass and it's pretty cool. But
I thought you would have chosen something from Doom.
Yeah, that's actually a better shout, to be honest with you. But like,
if I pick something from Doom, and then it's like, nah, that's
you
need to be in a mood to listen to that.
So I mean, if I had to choose one from Doom, it would be the song BFG Division, just pure metal, great. But like, I almost thought of this as like a song, a background song, like not like that's more soundtrack, which takes over, which is great in the game. But I don't know. So
what's the song from a game that gets you hyped?
Okay. So this one, it doesn't get me hyped. It gets me cuck scared. And it's the Nemesis theme from Resident Evil 3.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hear this creeping up in the background.
Yeah, you start cacking yourself.
You start shitting yourself because you know he's close.
You're like, no.
Yeah. And so it's like 15 minutes long on YouTube. Maybe it's on a loop, but.
Yeah, because you die quicker than that. So you don't know how long this song is.
Never heard the long song, yeah. But it's just, it's for quite an old song. And I suppose Guile's theme is also quite an old song. It's like, it's done so well on the PS1. So it's got some limitations. Obviously, when you listen to it on Spotify, it's a bit different, but it instills anxiety in me. And I know that's maybe not a good thing, but
it's an emotion.
It does.
If it's supposed to pull out an emotion, then it does its job. And you, Shadley?
So for me, I would say it's Dragonborn from Skyrim, which is like the main menu song. Like that song will get you like you'll listen to it randomly and be like, I need to play Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's how damn good that song is. And it is on like my playlist.
That's a good shot.
It's just like it embodies everything that Skyrim.
So you guys are pulling songs like from games that's not music.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask now. Like, do you guys also have like a soundtrack? Like, a song
but that
that's
is
not
a song in the
no,
game.
No, but I mean like a song that's an existing song that was just like a GTA radio song or something. Like that.
No, but that was crafted for that.
That's what I know, but I'm asking a song that existed before the game. Like they licensed the song for the an existing song.
So then was Guile's theme licensed for...
No, he's saying this. Oh, here's a real song. These two. A real song and a game song.
So a real song that was licensed
in the game.
Come on, bro.
In...
like,
in
you know
FIFA.
The songs on...
In a song
like in FIFA.
A song in GTA. A song
is there a song that exists in the real world that you would also put there?
I don't know songs that's... There might be theme songs, actually, that I...
You probably don't remember the name of it.
That's also true.
Like something from Sonic or something.
Yeah, random in the background. Sonic must have a Michael Jackson thing, but that's another story. But I think it's Phil Collins from GTA San Andreas.
Yeah. Was it not Vice City?
Vice City. Easy Lover. That was a banger. And then also GTA 3 was unlicensed to an extent, because they made the music for that, I think.
And yeah.
We gonna give it all that we got. Rise into the top.
For a copyright purpose, we had to sing it.
No, and they still strike it. And then you go like, nah, actually, you're...
We're so good singers. And then My Chemical Romance from Burnout. Was also great bangers, but also just again, we've done it before. Shout out to EA for
actually. I saw something about they were talking about how they, it's like a documentary how they made the radio for GTA and the music as well. But I saw behind the scenes.
Do you know Dan Soda?
Yeah.
So he interviewed Laszlo.
Yes.
I saw
clips of it, like how they wrote.
Laszlo is the guy who's
the radio DJ
on GTA.
Uh-huh. He's like the Howard Stern.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes. And then I saw one of the clips where I never knew. So they in GTA, I don't know what GTA, I think it was 4. They made websites that you could actually go to.
Yeah.
And they had to write everything for the websites.
One of these websites was like a pedo site, and if you click on it, you go 6 stars, the police are outside of the place. And it comes up of like, you're going to the wrong space, whatever. And it kicks you out of the thing. So as soon as you get out of the computer, because you went to the wrong
fight.
Site, it's fight time.
That's hilarious.
And you most probably can't win because they're there already.
Yeah, that's army
six
rating.
6 stars. Yeah, you're done.
That's like, you're done for. That's, you go on,
that's how good the GTA was.
But he said it's like one of the most, it was like taxing for them because they had to literally write an internet.
Yeah.
And there wasn't ChatGPT to like just be like, oh.
And they had to make it GTA. They had to make it distinctly feel GTA. And I go,
that's cool.
That's something we don't think about. Like GTA 6, they have to basically create.
They're making a world. Of that.
Yeah.
And the worlds we live in, like the internet worlds we live in, and clothing and all that other nonsense.
This is why.
Sadly, a song.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think now.
But
mine is Red Morning Light by Kings of Leon, just because that introduced me to Kings of Leon before I knew who they were. That was from FIFA. Is it Red Morning Light? Maybe. But whatever the Kings of Leon song that was, that.
Which FIFA was that?
So you play drums, right?
98 or something. Yeah.
I was sick to that thing. But also.
Actually, song to Blur, FIFA 98.
And and also shout out to the local of Sun in the Pocket and the Moon in My Hands.
Yeah, I think that was in FIFA 08, wasn't it?
I don't
know. I think it was 13.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope they're still living off their dive royalties.
They probably are because the newer playlists are.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question to you is, what's a song from a game that's made for the game that you, or a theme song or like a character song that really gets you? And then what's a song that is in a game that was made out of the game, Shadley?
Yeah.
That you like enjoy and you listen to it and it takes you back into the game.
Yeah. Also, my one is Big Iron by Marty Robbins, the New Vegas one. Playing with the guitar and stuff like that. It fits perfectly. And also, I like that guy's music and his album.
Another one for me was also the theme for The Curse of Monkey Island. Just so good. It's just so like Caribbean chilled. You can hear the waves in the background. It's like, it's just a nice song to have playing in the background. It's really, really nice.
Do you know it's got a good soundtrack? It's Far Cry 5, actually.
When you asked the question, Far Cry 5 was the first game that came to mind, but I just didn't list to go look for the name.
The OST
is very good.
It's very, very good.
Is that, that's the one where it's a cult, no? Is that the cult?
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a... Yeah, it's hated for, like, that game is hated for the wrong reasons.
Nah, no, it's one of the best Far Cries, in my opinion.
I need to play it.
Okay, so today we are doing must play RPGs. Yasin's favorite genre of all time.
For this episode, I'm just going to warm up.
For Yasin, RPG stands for real puss game.
So, like, exactly. RPGs are like a weird thing because you can break them up into like a genre, but also like into like mechanics.
Yeah.
And like I think like now modern games like all have RPG elements, so it's all has have like level progression. All
I think genre nowadays also like music has bled over so much into each other. Yeah. Every game has a bitchy of this and a bitchy of that. So yeah.
So yeah, like I went to go look up the wiki meaning for RPG video game, and it's like. It's a video game genre where the player controls the actions of a character or several party members, immersed in some well-defined world, usually some form of character development by recording stats. So that's like leveling up. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. And it's basically, it's based off like tabletop games like Dungeons and Dragons and Warhammer and that, but basically they removed like the games master. So you are in charge of that. And he's being attacked by the Joker there.
Yo, saw that now.
Yes, I got a fright.
And Yasin, they are not just turn-based games.
That's in my mind, I go, any turn-based game is role-playing. Because I go, it's
I would say like every turn-based game is an RPG, but not every RPG is a turn-based game.
So, fair. So that Mario Cross Rabbit game, it feels like an RPG, actually.
I think you just think boring games are RPG.
You think anything strategy-based that you think is
Final Fantasy?
Any boring game is an RPG.
I hate Final Fantasy and I hate the game. Anyways,
because I find... Like, if you look at the new Final Fantasies, they're more like hack and slash. You don't do, like, turn-based stuff.
So, Final Fantasy looked like it was going to be a fun game. It looks like it's supposed to be better than it is. That's why I didn't get into it.
Yeah.
But it could only look as good as it was because of the games.
So, by your definition, Breath of the Wild could be RPG.
It is an RPG.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
Then there's my favorite. We found my favorite. It's Breath of the Wild.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that's, got quite far in it also. Okay.
I think that's like one of the most accessible like RPGs out there. It is so, it's fun to play. It doesn't feel
The thing is, it doesn't feel like an RPG because it feels like so open world and so... it was... that's actually just a great game across the board. Whatever category you want to put it in, it's good in that field.
Yeah, true.
I love that game. Like, that game is just...
The sound of the wind is beautiful in that game.
Like,
carry on.
It's just, it feels so like warm fuzzy, even though like the world is like falling apart around you. You're just like, I'm going to explore now.
I'll get it from you later. there's my game, my RPG for the episode. Like, I'm done. Okay.
That's one clip.
Yes.
Who wants to go next?
Okay. I mean, once again, I've got my notes.
Yeah, I don't have much to say.
So my first answer to this was Starfield. As a must-play RPG. Mm-hmm. And I stand by that. I definitely do stand by that.
Because I know there are people out there that be like, no, never.
Yeah,
Starfield.
Those people can fuck off. no, but honestly, I Starfield came out just over a year now, which means I haven't played it in about 8 months, which is pretty crazy. I haven't gone back to it in about 8 months. Not because I didn't like it, but I've spoken about this before. Bethesda games, I'm all in. Then I'll take a break. Then I'll go back in. And so that's why I didn't want to talk about it too much today, like, because it's so new and because I haven't played it in quite a while. But Starfield's amazing with all the new updates and the DLC coming out soon. I'm definitely going to hop back in very soon. And then another honorable mention, and I just thought of it now, are the South Park Stick of Truth and the Fractured Butthole games.
Oh, and those are,
you wouldn't like them because they're turn-based, but
funny.
But I actually think you will like. You will enjoy them because it plays like a South Park episode.
You can throw a fart across the turn-based arena.
What more do you want in life?
And you can throw and shoot an arrow that's on fire, and then that adds extra if it goes through the fart. It's good.
And when you customize your character in the beginning, like the color of your skin determines the difficulty of the game. So if you're black, then it's harder.
And if you play as Brad, it's just easy.
Yes.
Easy.
It's exactly that.
Act like the two of you are not the same color. Come on.
But no, those are great. Look, those are real, like, intricate RPGs. They really, really are. You can you can customize your character looks-wise as much as you want, but also, like, class-wise. You can be, like, a mage, a thief. And then you can dress up however you want to. Exchange whatever powers you have, whatever weapons you have. It's a really, really fun RPG game and a lot of turn-based fighting, which I also wasn't a fan of until I played these games, to be honest with you.
I think, sorry, when it comes to you saying RPG, there's a card game on the phone that's also, it is turn-based, but also one of those things where you level up you have five people, you level each of them up. It's like a classic, there's many versions of those. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So it is thinking deep.
I have no idea. I just thought
Yasin, we don't fall for the card, like the phone ads.
I always play the mobile game. I fall for the ads. Anyway, carry on.
But my game is Dragon Ball Z, The Legacy of Goku 2 for the Game Boy Advance. And so this is a game I've never played on the actual Game Boy Advance because I have one, but I don't have the game. I always emulated it.
Yeah.
And that was the game that I emulated the most. It is the game I've emulated the most. Oh, that's so good. It's just so good. So obviously it's part two. So there's the Legacy of Goku 1, Legacy of Goku 2, and then
Two Legacy, Two Goku.
And then there's Dragon Ball Z, Legacy of Goku, Boo's Fury, which is part three. And so, but part two is my favorite one just because it's the one I've played the most. But also I found out in my research that it's the most, it's the best reviewed out of all of them. Out of the three.
Out of the three. The best one, like in my opinion.
So basically.
Oh yes, play this one.
So basically it covers the story just after Frieza's death.
It's like the Android.
It's the Android Cell Saga, yeah. So after Frieza's death and then all the way to Gohan defeating Cell, spoiler alert, 25 years later.
More like 40 years later.
Yeah.
it's 40 years because that's how long it took team to defeat him in the terms of episodes.
But yeah, so I've just got another info dump. Obviously, despite being called The Legacy of Goku, this game features limited play as Goku. Because now, Legacy of Goku 1, you only played as Goku. In this one, you can play as Piccolo, Gohan, Vegeta, Trunks, and then even Hercule, Mr. Satan, you can play as him.
Yeah.
But I think also that was the nice thing of Dragon Ball Z when they gave you... Because you go... Goku's the hero, but he's boring.
Yeah. Also, I realized when watching Dragon Ball Z again recently, Goku doesn't defeat that many of the big guys. Like, he defeats... No, Piccolo defeats Raditz. Goku defeats Frieza.
Mm-hmm. Gohan defeats Garlic Jr.
Gohan defeats Cell.
Mm-hmm. The androids defeat each other.
Cell actually ingests the androids and stuff. And then... Boo, Goku defeats
Krillin defeats Android 18.
Hey.
Basically, so, Goku, you're a fraud.
That's the cool part of this game. So like you can't, so basically you're playing through the story. There's a semi like sandbox open world, like little worlds. Is the roof dripping?
No, I'm hearing water, but I think it's just.
No, there's a
gutter that's running. Oh, not bladder.
Anyway, so it is kind of a linear story,
but it is open enough.
Yeah, so it's, you start off with Gohan like studying in his room, but then he has to go out, and then the forest around him has been poisoned, so all the animals are hostile. So those are the first enemies you fight. Yeah, which is weird, like little foxes and snakes you have to punch as Gohan. Yeah.
Also, yeah, they were like, we got to make with him fight something. Yeah.
But obviously, it plays like an RPG in the sense that like every enemy you defeat.
You get XP.
And then you level up, Then you carry on with the story. Then you might bump into Piccolo. Then you switch over to Piccolo. But then you can switch between the two, Gohan and Piccolo.
Not mid fight.
Oh, okay. So the fights are like scripted, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Like they kind of progress how they do in the anime.
They are like set pieces in the game. Where it's like, this is the boss fight. You must get your...
Yeah. But then like there's only certain parts of the world that you can access with certain characters who are at a certain level. So like, let's say there might be a green wall with the number 30 on it. Then you can only break through there with Piccolo when he's at level 30.
Mm.
So that encourages you to grind and level up each character, because obviously once you get past that, there might be an enemy that's level 30 and you'll completely die.
It just sounds like a Net Blanca sign that they have. A certain color can go through. Okay, carry on.
Greens only. And the cool thing about the game as well, obviously with the limited hardware, the audio isn't as crisp, but the soundtrack is from the Dragon Ball Z anime, which is really cool, but like remade for the game, which is, it like immerses you a lot more. Then...
Also, I'm going to make that picture after this. A bench that has Net Blanca, and then you put Blanca on the bench.
You heard it your first. It's your team. The game also features like collectibles, but it's like little like capsules from the Capsule Corporation, like scattered all over the world that might have like stats in this. So it might boost your strength by one or two or whatever, but it might also have little unlockables in it. And then there's stuff like you might find like a kid lost in the forest, and then you have to go find their other four friends scattered around the forest. And then when you do, you get bolstered stats, etc. And then what I like about this game is that it like feels like a precursor to the Dragon Ball Z Kakarot game that's out now.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing, but just on a Game Boy Advance.
It's now more 3D.
Yeah, but I played Kakarot and I couldn't get far into it. It's just, I know what you mean.
More like Kakarot.
Yeah. But yeah, so this game just feels better. the Game Boy Advance one. I think
it's probably because like the game is just tighter and it's like the sandbox is smaller, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So Legacy of Goku 2 was the best reviewed, like I said, got 75% on Metacritic. Number one only got 53%, and number three, or Boo's Fury, got 62%. So not too bad for the second and the third games.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the second can, with regard to games, not movies, the second can be better than the first because they upgraded.
The
third one can tank because they must either follow like fan favorite or they can just try a new thing and miss
it. No, so, I mean, I really wanted to play it on the Anbanic. It is on there, but then the Anbanic decided to stop working. I haven't tried it again, so we must remember
after
to do
this,
it.
We're going
to
make it right.
Because I really want to get back into at least part two and Boo's Fury again. Yeah. It's so much fun. And like, you can fly between islands. You can fly from like the main city to Master Roshi's island. You can fly. It feels like an open world game on a Game Boy Advance, which is really, really
cool. Dragon Ball Z.
And Dragon Ball Z. It's really, really fun. Yeah. So those are my games.
Saeed.
Sorry. RPG, I also played Pokemon.
There you go.
Yeah, Pokemon is an RPG.
I think that's the only
one. Most turn-based RPG you can get.
Yeah. That's, I only played Red.
You only played Red?
Red? I've dabbled in the others, but Red was the only one I've played to completion. Played with like dedication of like,
I'm going to finish this.
Yo, we have to go fetch this one. I need to go collect this one. And then, that's the furthest I've gotten.
I still can't do the Pokemon games. I love them, but like I lose interest after maybe like 3 hours. I really, really do.
Again, RPGs is boring, girl. Saeed, where are we now?
What was the name of that? Which Dragon Ball Z game was it that was, I think, Game Boy Color or maybe even before where it was also an RPG thing?
I think I know which one.
But like there's like permadeath in there.
I think I know which one you're talking. I can't tell you what the name is, but it was also like you can like fly between islands
you could
and
do,
stuff.
Because I remember that was the first Dragon Ball Z game I played, and I sucked at it because I was young and I didn't. Yeah. I didn't even think I could read properly.
I'll try and find it now. But I remember
Super Warriors.
I'm not sure.
That does sound right. Actually.
But I just remember it wasn't in. I don't think it was in color.
I remember. Okay,
I'm gonna see if I can find something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but in the meantime, to nobody's surprise,
let's get it over.
I haven't spoken about it for a long time, though. If we're gonna be honest,
you haven't.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was banned, but I have to choose Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah,
it's my favorite game of all time. I think that it just. It was also, I think, I wouldn't say my first. Time playing like RPG because also like I grew up playing Pokemon and stuff like that. But it was the first time that while playing it, I actually like fully could immerse myself in the game and in the role playing elements of a game because you can make your character whichever way you want. You could do whatever you want. There's all these traits and perks and things like that affect the way you play the game and the way that the world reacts to you. So like if you've got like scary presence or intimidating presence or scary presence.
Yeah, like intimidation.
There's always like an option where you can intimidate people when you talk to them. But then if you have like, then there's like confirmed bachelor or like if you're like Widowmaker or whatever, then you can romance certain characters to get.
Like Lady Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like, to get certain things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also just like.
How fully, you doing?
Yeah. Pikachu, use Chase.
Yeah, but like it's fully like you determine the way that you want to play the game. So like the first time I played it, I think everybody plays it incorrectly the first time. If you play, not incorrectly, but you don't play it optimally the first time you play it. If you're actually trying to play it and not looking at guides and whatever, you know what I mean. So like the first time I played it, I just did what I wanted to do.
And then you were like, and I messed it up.
Yeah, like I didn't realize that like it actually doesn't make sense to like try to be good at everything or to.
Yeah,
to put points into almost everything because you can't
play balance.
Yeah, you can't make a perfect character in terms of getting everything super. You can get close-ish if you play with a guide and you know how to. But
this is very much a metaphor for life, though. Find your niche and stick with it.
this is the life is RPG.
But that is like something like I don't like with like more modern like action RPGs where it's like you can get the whole skill tree and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You it's know, pointless then. It's like pointless because it's like, I'm going to get everything. I don't want to.
Yeah. Like, just give me everything.
Yeah.
If I must. But like, so like the first time I played, I tried to be all balanced. And then this, when I played the second time, I was like, okay, I want to focus on energy weapons, for example. Then I just took stuff that complemented the energy weapons, like science skill, like try to get intelligence high, you know what I mean? And then after that, like I've played the game so many times, like I've lost count. But like every time I play now, I try to play like with a different character in mind.
Yeah.
So like, I know like my cousin, he finished the game where he just used like melee weapons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so like, it's tough to play when you just use that. But
everything.
Yeah. So like, you have to get your strength up and then you must find a weapon that's fast enough, whatever. But like, so like, I like to play like, sometimes I think I like to play a game where like my character is physically weak, but I just make like charisma stats like high to see how far you can get by fighting.
You just wanna chase everybody.
Nah, like not even that. Like just like get like intelligence and like this, like maybe like play like as like a nerd basically, like high intelligence, like high science and stuff like that, and see how far I can make it in the game.
You wanna play a wizard build?
Basically.
Essentially, yeah. I'm a wizard.
And then I think like the last time I played, I tried to be like John Wick. So I put there was like no, like almost nothing in speech. It was just like just all my like strength was high, endurance high, stuff like that. Just so that I like, if I shoot you, it's over. Like, I can't talk to you.
It's like I'm talking to you like, bah.
Yeah.
That's all.
And like that game, yeah, man, there's like just so many things. And every time I play the game, I find things that I didn't know. Like there's missions I didn't know were there, or there's characters I didn't meet before and they have a mission for me, or it's just there's elements of the story and the world feels so like properly like lived in the sense where like you will meet a bra in this place and you might be a bit interesting, but then in a few towns over, somebody will reference something that their bra told you also. And then it's like, okay, so these... this person, you know what I mean?
Or like, yeah, the thing, the world existed before you got there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's also like, that's like one of the best starts for a game ever.
I will say one thing I like of New Vegas over Fallout 3 is that it felt like your choices actually had like weight to it.
Yeah.
Like in Fallout 3, there's only like specific choices that actually make you feel like it's impacting the story. Whereas like the other choices are just like, it's just slightly deviating a little bit.
And I also hated the way Fallout 3 started.
Yeah, it was very
weird. Why am I a baby? Like why am I starting life as a toddler?
I didn't need to start as a toddler.
Your New Vegas starts with a bra shooting you in the head.
Yeah.
And then you waking up afterwards because a bra saved your life. Like that's like the best way to start the game.
The game was rigged
from the start.
You're talking about the intros now. Is it Medal of Honor that starts off on Normandy?
That's the PS2 one. Yeah. Where it's like, yes, Normandy. And you're like, what the shit?
I'm going to die now.
That's a good topic actually for a question from the week. Like best intro to a game.
Yeah.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
Week.
Yeah. But yeah, Fallout, I mean, New Vegas, I also played it recently again, knowing now what I know about, because also when I first played the game, I'm just like, let me follow the story. That's when I first played it, you know? But then I made it my own and it's so much better that way. The only thing I didn't like, so I bought the Ultimate Edition or whatever you want to call it on Xbox 360 way back in the day. And now it still works on the Series X. So I played it and like the DLC, that's the only negative for me. The DLCs I'm not a fan of. It feels like a slog instead of...
There's like two of them I'm not a fan. I don't like the robot one. I can't remember what it's called now. Were you in space?
Yes.
And I don't like the... I'm not a fan of... Is it Dead Money? The casino one.
I didn't like that one either.
That's so long. Like everybody agrees like that's the worst one because it's difficult and it feels forever. But also that adds so much to the world.
Yeah, it does.
Because like Veronica talks about that guy that's there and like then you come back to her and then like, oh, you understand who this guy is so much more. Like it's really...
Is Hades RPG?
There's elements, but it's more roguelike.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so Zaid, you done?
I think so. I've spoken. I'm not going to talk about it for like another year now because I've spoken about New Vegas.
Yeah,
lock it in.
So
unless it's relevant.
But on the 18th of September 2025, so it can talk about for like
New Vegas. And if it does, we all get to punch
it. Oh.
So I was like looking at it, and there's like a few, like the thing is that there's so many like iconic RPGs. So I was thinking The Witcher 3 is probably like, it's like one of the best games of all time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's an obvious choice. And then there's games like Skyrim, which I love. But then I like look back, and I was actually wanted to speak about Diablo 2. That is actually a game that I spent an inordinate amount of time.
Isn't it more like a dungeon crawler kind of? It's the RPG.
It's just an isometric.
I've never played it before, so I don't have any reference.
So it is that isometric point and click. You get to pick one of. So I played with the expansion. So the expansion adds like a whole different level on there, and there's. In the base game, there are 5 classes, and then the expansion added another 2 more. So there's 7 in total. And this is also like when Blizzard used to be Blizzard and make dope shit.
Wait, was Commandos an RPG?
No, that's also a strategy game.
Damn it. Anyway, carry on.
Welcome to the episode of Yasin Just Awesome.
Yasin just gonna guess though.
Is it RPG?
So Diablo 2, the story is basically like your character is sort of almost inconsequential, like in terms of like the story. You must stop Diablo. The core story is about Diablo, who's like the Lord of Hell, coming back from the first game and then reviving his 2 brothers, Mephisto and Bale, to like basically
a whole manifesto.
A whole manifesto just to like corrupt the world and then basically wage a war in heaven. Like to destroy God. It's wild.
Yeah.
But it's
what's that 2 shows with the 2 brothers?
The Good Omens.
2 shows with the 2 brothers.
No, 1 show with the 2 brothers that fight demons and stuff.
Supernatural.
Don't they also fight God and then they...
Yeah, it gets wild.
Yeah.
I could never watch that show. I watched the first show and then like within 2 minutes, there's like a lady on fire on the ceiling. I was like,
I like that. Did you cock yourself? Is that why?
No, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
I like the first episode, but then I'm like, nah.
There was one episode where they had Jin in there.
And then you were like, no.
Jin is
no.
It's basically
like a demon.
Demon in the Quran,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
But in the episode, everything they referenced about Jin is from the Quran.
Okay.
So it was wild going, that thing we've spoken about at school, at the scary stories at school, you've made a thing. I'm not watching. I was like, this thing makes me scared. I don't need to see it in the damn thing. And then off seasons later, they started messing with Gabriel. And then I was like, guys, this is you fighting God now. Calm down. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyways, basically it's like, you have to go about like stopping Diablo. There's like, I'm just trying to think that there's 5 acts, so it's like 5 different areas that you like progress through, each with like a boss at the end. But it's so much, it's kind of like semi sandbox.
Did you say summer semi?
It's summer open world. It's semi open world. Like each area is like kind of open sandbox style. So it gives you like time to level up and get like the necessary gear for each boss battle, and then once you defeat them, then you go to the next area. But you can also return to the old area, so you can like farm like items and like potions and all of those things. And for its time, like this game came out in 2000. For its time,
and
it was like
played it for years. They still play it. Like, isn't it like
it's
still their favorite? I think
it out of out of the 4 Diablo games, Diablo 2 is still the favorite. People still play it today.
Did you play it when it came out?
I played it like maybe 2 years after it came out. So 2002, 2003. That's when I was playing it.
When I was in grade 1. You were playing Diablo.
Jeez. So Shahid, my brother-in-law, he was
I played a stupid amount of time.
But also, I think this was a time in the world where the angle for this game, in which the angle was very popular across many other games, just was I don't know what angle
isometric
is
I think you'd
isometric with, so it's like
2.5D
like high angle camera where it's like pointed down, so you can see your character move.
How God would see us.
That's not, I see it's not on Steam.
I've no, like people it's asking, probably it's probably like it's on PS4 and it's stuff. On Blizzard's launcher probably, that's why.
That's a good point.
Because it is a Blizzard game, so they're not going to just put it out anyway.
It's on the consoles. Like the
PS4 and stuff. Yeah.
So,
and Game Pass.
So you get the seven... I'm going to just go with the expansion as well. So you get the seven classes. Each class has three skill trees. And so you have to level up two things. Your base stats and your skill trees. And then you obviously get items that boost certain abilities and like certain stats. So you kind of have to match all of those. Now, with the skill trees, you also can't level all of them up. It doesn't make sense, like Saeed was saying. So you kind of have to pick one or two and like master them, and then that will become like your play style. So for instance, I played as the assassin. So the assassin has martial arts skills, which is like melee attacks and that. Shadow disciplines, where you can summon like shadow clones of yourself and they go fight and that. And traps, so you can set traps and that. So I played with traps and the shadow discipline. So you kind of weaken the enemy as they come towards you, and then you just finish them off. And you basically like thin wards like that. And
trap queen.
And then like, yeah, different classes have different styles like that. Like, and it just made like playing as every class like feel different, a new experience. Yeah. And it's fun and it's in depth. And then you get like different armor sets that work for your builds that you need to try and farm.
Okay.
And on top of that, you get like sets, like full sets. So if you get all the pieces from that set, you get like a specific buff.
Nice.
So it's like you constantly want to farm new gear as you get like through the different difficulties.
Yeah.
And you can essentially like you can finish one difficulty and then move on to the next and the next and the next. Then the game gets like insanely difficult. And then there's still the online capability, so you can play online. I know there was a marketplace where people were selling the gear for real world money. And they had to actually like shut it down. Because it was like, it was getting outrageous. People were selling it for like thousands for like...
Is that...
That's what Facebook got the idea.
Is that one of the episodes of Big Bang?
I have no idea.
Possibly. I
didn't watch Big Bang.
So there's one scene where someone gets... he gets something in the game, and then like a moment later, the one of the others go, "Yes, I finally got it." And he basically buys it from the guy who went to go farm it.
This is definitely ringing a bell.
It's one of the scenes anyway.
Big Bang Theory is like the Nickelback of TV shows.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
No.
But we all give it shit for what it is.
That's later seasons are bad.
They are pretty, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But it is what it must.
But I think like the game has this longevity where it's like you can still play it today. It still looks pretty solid and it's fun to play. And it's like, I would go back and play it like easily. They did remake it. So there's Diablo 2 Resurrected, which is basically an upscaled version. I don't know how good it is. I know a lot of people complained about it because of the online component not being that good.
Okay.
But I go, like, if you just want to play like the single player just for vibes, for old school vibes, then maybe it's worth a punt.
I might even... I've never played a Diablo game ever. I've seen people play it. Like
on console, I feel like... It doesn't always work well.
I think you need a mouse.
Although Diablo 3 did play pretty solidly on, like, I played it on PS3 and it held up.
4 looks good on the consoles now as well.
I want to check it out, but it's also like one of those games that, like, once you get stuck in it, you spend like hundreds of hours.
I've got a friend.
I can easily have spent like over 100 hours on this game.
Yeah, my friend's already racked up over 150 on Diablo 4.
Yes.
Yeah, he bought his PS5 in anticipation for Diablo 4, like many years before. He's the guy that I borrowed the PS5 from to play God of War back in the day.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not using it. I'm waiting for Diablo 4. So yeah, you can take it.
That's wild. But so did the game deliver as the hype that he grew up with?
4? He says he loves it. He's like, he's blown away by it.
The thing is like about 2. 2 set such like a massive benchmark that like nothing... will ever like reach that. Like people want this specific thing and it's like, it's never going to be quite that because it's like, like they can make it like that, but then they'll still be like, no, but it's not that.
Yeah.
You know? Is the best part of it of the RPG is over farming before you get to the boss?
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you're like over prepared and you're, I'm going to go fuck it up. Just
I love that.
That is like, yo, I will say like this game on like the harder difficulties, you can't overfarm. Like they make it so it's like the bosses kind of like scale.
Oh, so they, oh, okay.
So you always like, you'll always kind of be on par with them, which is, I think it's smart because those are like, then you get to a boss, you're over-prepared, you wide shot them and you're like, okay. Yeah.
I like that though. Because I go, I did the work already. Yeah. If I kill you with one shot, then fine.
But yeah, I just think like it's a dope game. I spent a lot of time on it. It's fun. It has like a lot of fun mechanics. You can like name your armor sets even, which is duck inappropriate if you want to send it to somebody and be like,
nice.
Yeah, wear the helm of...
of Tully.
Yeah. Yeah, put this Tully on your head. Yo. It's just fun. And like, like I say, it's kind of, it's got that depth of like an RPG that you want that I think a lot of modern games kind of miss out on.
Okay.
So yeah.
So a question to the listeners: what's your favorite RPG,
Speaking of that, we actually got
because I asked.
Did we get it already?
Yeah, but we're still gonna play RPGs.
We're still gonna put it out again.
So yeah. Super Informative says the Pokemon games.
Oh, yeah.
Initial Indie says Ghost of Tsushima. It's kind of like, that's so soft RPG-like mechanics. Pilot T says Final Fantasy. Kate the Singer says it's part RPG, but Persona 5, you've played that.
I haven't actually. I really want to. I've just never gotten into them because I know that it's going to be, it's going to take up all my time. I know. I can tell it's one of those games.
Oh, you're starting a new job. Calm down.
Exactly.
You don't need that in your life now.
Enrico and Alfonso says Dragon Age 2. Longs also says Dragon Age Inquisition. I don't know. I think I spent too much time playing Inquisition to the point where it's like I stopped enjoying it. Like when you play it too much and then you're like, I actually don't like this game anymore.
Have you played the Spanish Inquisition?
Hey, I would be on the wrong end of the Spanish Inquisition. MechNZA says The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. Skyrim is still better in my opinion.
I've got no opinion. I've only played Skyrim.
I've also people giving your opinion and now you're just telling them yours is the other one. Calm down. Let them say they say.
Yo, you don't know anything, Gage.
Wally says Fallout. I don't know which Fallout.
Ooh, bad taste.
agree.
Leto says Disco Elysium. That is something I've started. That's actually like a really very trippy.
I still haven't played it.
That's a
number one on my playlist.
That's a game and it's a detective game. It's an RPG that's like very different.
I get confused between Disco Elysium and it's like a top down shooter.
I'm trying to think it out.
Wasn't Elysium like a South African army movie?
Yeah,
or
Matt
something?
Damon was in there.
Matt Damon. I have to do it.
Wait, Disco Elysium. Man, there's like a top-down shooter where you aim with a mouse, I think, and you... It's like gory and bloody. Hotline Miami, man. That's what I'm thinking. I get confused between those two for some reason.
What's the one did you say?
Hotline Miami.
Oh,
yeah.
Sea of Stars is Matster 666.
Wait, what?
I think you got those confused.
Oh, yeah. Reverse that.
What?
You said the game said...
I know. That's why I said it. Sea of Stars. What? From Matster 666.
Oh, okay.
when Chadley listens back to that, he'll realize
it'll make sense to him then.
Biscuit of Rage says Shadow of the Colossus. That's an interesting one. Thick Liquor says,
whoa.
Maybe it's alcohol sweeps. That's like
we can't tell by the way he's
Amarula.
yeah
thick liquor.
Disco Elysium sweeps, lol.
Okay. I see it's on Switch, so maybe I'll buy it and play it on Yasin Switch.
On Switch, yeah, that's actually a good one to get. Ashley says Kingdoms of Amalur and Pokemon. I actually want to play Kingdoms of Amalur.
I've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I haven't played it.
It looks fine. Like it's a PS3 era.
There were a lot of people was commenting on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh says Skyrim, like 30 times out of what? Josh, you're not giving us like a scale yet. It could be 30 times out of 1,000. Like, I don't know. Naturo Achia says New Vegas and Stick of Truth. So basically, the Ebola account.
Can I go reply to that comment? now.
PJ Samuel once says, Landstalker on Genesis, Shining Force 3 on Saturn, and Shenmue on Dreamcast.
You cuck old, bro.
Yo. You had money. That's what
that's what I was thinking. Like, wait a minute.
You old as hell, bro.
You flexing with a Dreamcast.
Oh, I know that font on your phone.
Quote it to Sasa.
Space Boy Zeta says Dragon Age Origins.
Dude, we get like every Dragon Age game so far. Like, everybody gave it a one.
Gilded Reaper Zeta says The Witcher 3, Two Worlds 2, Baldur's Gate 3, and Oblivion Worlds. Then Midnight Edition also says The Witcher 3. Dean Abel says Skyrim. Caprica Art says Chrono Trigger. I've heard that is like a dope game.
Yeah,
like a sneeze game.
That's why I spoke about that in last week's episode.
Like that game is like way ahead of its time. TNC says Dragon Quest 11 is an absolute winner.
Chrono Trigger also looked like one of those games that was more fun.
Yeah.
I think the art was done by Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can call me Geo says God of War, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I saw that comment.
I God of War, maybe. Like the newer ones, you can.
And also, maybe Metal Gear Solid 5. Maybe.
Not really.
No, because there's no skill. Like, there's no leveling up or anything in there, right?
Yeah, not really. Yeah. Like, there's base building, but no.
Yeah.
Dylan Simon says Baldur's Gate 3. Shrek. Yes, Shrek says it's cringe, but Sims is where it's at. I don't know if I'd say The Sims is
that. I think it's a simulation.
Yeah. Justin Barrows 96 says Final Fantasy 15, which I think is the online one.
I think so as well.
I could be wrong though. And then Siraj says Witcher 3, bruh, all day.
Yeah.
Witcher 3 is like, that game is a must play. That's just like a must play.
Agreed.
Game.
That's one of those games where like it sucked me into the world and I'm just like, I wanted to be around there. And no, Yasin's trying to make a joke about sucking me in. But yeah, it's amazing. A game where you can sit and play a card game within the game for hours on end and want to go collect cards to make your deck better, I'm in. Red Dead Redemption 2 as well.
I stopped playing the game after like an hour and a half because there was a lot to read.
Tutorial.
I just defeated that and then I was like, there's too much stuff that I'm reading. I didn't have a list to read at that time, so I was like, I'll come back to it one
day. Fair enough. It's a
but I like the other aspects of it.
It is so good.
My first playthrough, I also probably... my jeans came out.
It's me.
My first playthrough, I also only made it like 2 hours and I'm like, I don't get the appeal. But then I went back and I also sat with it like an RPG. And then once you get past that Griffin, then there is a lot of reading, but there's also just a lot of fun to be had. You can play the game your own way.
Even right there for me, reading. No, thank you.
The thing is like, that game has side quests that are better than entire games out there.
And the DLCs are just fantastic.
Like everything feels like fully fleshed out. Like,
Would you say that Red Dead qualifies
as an RPG? Not really.
Because like, it's got the elements. All those GTA games are like on the border of like almost.
Even Bully. I was thinking Bully is like a school RPG.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's got that leveling and it's. But I guess maybe it's
I feel like that's games then.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
The thing is like there's that limit and like.
You don't really affect the story
Red Dead, like you're not like leveling up something specific to like achieve a certain goal.
But
like.
Also essentially.
Every game is RPG.
No, yeah, because you're leveling up, because you're learning the skill set in the game to play it for the next boss. So you learn, I can double jump. Oh, I can dash to the side. So I feel like so that's the bleeding line of what's RPG and what's not.
Yeah,
I think it's just like bled into every genre now. Yeah. Like, and that's why it's like you see it. Like it's hard to say like this is not an RPG, but it still has RPG mechanics.
Yeah.
What's the topic for next week?
I must still write it.
Okay.
But
watch out for a video where we'll ask for more stuff. Oh, did you read the Instagram people?
I didn't read the Instagram people.
There was like a few comments. I don't know if you want to.
Do you want to read it?
I can
go find it quickly. Go find it quickly.
We have 10 minutes left on the
Wait. We've had Q&As from like a few people asking.
Just do because they did comment. Okay. So on the Instagram, Tyler Daniel said Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
I was blown when
I played it. Jester Lee 27 says, must play God of War, Ragnarok. It's the best. Also, any other Pokemon games, especially Yellow, Crystal, and Sapphire. Tabish P said, any Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
NZ Rugby Freak said, all the God of Wars, all Diablos, except one. It was poop emoji. Then he said, Borderlands and GTA.
There's a couple in there that I wouldn't maybe classify as an RPG, but like we've been saying, there's RPG elements in almost every game these days.
So, like, we also got a few questions. Well, a common question we've been getting
quickly
from a lot of people, and that is like people wanting to be on the podcast with us. So we are going to attempt to do like a viewers episode at some point.
We'll get you guys to send in voice notes. We'll send you the questions. You send us voice notes, a 1 minute voice note, and then we will play it and you guys will be a part of it.
But we'll voice you at a later time because like we need to plan these things out.
Set
like
up the mechanics.
And you know what I was also thinking last night when I saw those comments as well? What, we haven't spoken about this at all.
Faster.
Hey, I'm the editor. But a live episode would be really cool to do, like a live podcast, because then we can have guys watching us and people talking with us and giving us suggestions and stuff. So if you guys are keen on a live episode, Saeed's going to MC the thing and talk all the time.
He is our official best.
Yeah. And so, yeah, if you guys are keen on that, let us know.
The only shoes you're allowed to wear is loafers. That's the episode for this week. That's RPG from the Coffee and Controllers. I'm Yasin Bonds.
I don't think going that way.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Shadley.
Safe. Bye.
Yasin forgot his own ordering.
Safe.